had this thing reversed last year, I think. I was out first and he came on last. And so we're going to do it a little different this year. We've got a little departure from our normal schedule. We're running a little ahead, which is a good thing because we had a little business that we needed to take care of. A lot of you remember here about 2 or 3 years ago when the Florida Folk Festival was changed over from the Department of State to the Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, which is where the parks are. And at that time, Mr. John Kay became the director of the Florida Folk Festival. And so John has taken another position back in Indiana, where his home state, and he won't be with us any longer, but we want him to know how much we appreciated the work that he's done as the director of the Florida Folk Festival. And so we've invited Valinda Subic. Valinda, if you don't know her, is the lady that is the manager here of the park. If you would make her welcome, she does a great job. And also, we're going to bring out Mr. John Kay.
Good evening. I want to thank you for giving us a little bit of time on your schedule. About 6 years ago, some wonderful, wonderful things started to happen here at Stephen Foster. We've revitalized our craft program. We've begun ongoing music programs, dulcimer retreats, banjo camps, a monthly coffee house program. We've reached out to the entire state of Florida and made friends and brought them back to our park to celebrate with us here over Memorial Weekend at the Florida Folk Festival. It took a really special kind of person to work with all of the different communities that we work with and make them our friends. I don't know anybody that could have brought the talents and the integrity and the character to our program as well as John Kay did. Amen to this. As John moves on to his new career in as the traditional arts director in Indiana, we're really, really sad to see him go. We feel like he's gained a really strong foundation here, and he can take what he's learned here to them. And we've developed a new partner. I think we'll see a lot of relationships develop through his outreach and bring even more people a wonderful understanding of what we're doing here. We just want to thank everybody for working with him. And please, as you see him tonight, he's hitting the road pretty soon. Make sure you let him know what a wonderful job he's done for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Valinda. Oh, it's not over yet. There's more. There's more. When John came on as the director, I had been on the Florida Folk Life Council, and someone asked me, what do you know about this new guy that's going to be the director of the Florida Folk Festival, John Kay? And I told him then that if I could have picked anybody I wanted in the state of Florida to do this, John Kay would have been the man. Yeah. And he has proven me right. And John, as the musicians here, wanted to do something for you, and about the only thing we can do, you know, is to maybe sing you a song. So we picked out one that we thought would be appropriate, and we hope you'll enjoy this, and I think you'll recognize the song, the state song. If it's not the state song, it should be the state song of Indiana. I guess it is. Back on Indiana. And pay close attention to the second verse, because we rewrote that, and there's some words in there that we want you to hear.
But we're doing the PG version.
One, two. We still got a mic? Yeah. All right. One, two, three.
Back home in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore for me.
The newborn hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When I think about the moonlight on the Wabash, that's when I think about my Indiana home.
When you're back home in Indiana, don't forget your friends down here. While standing in the snow, you've a place to go with the warm scent of flowers in the air. We wish you well in Indiana, though we hate to see you go. Don't forget about the good times on the Suwannee when you're back in your Indiana home. We wish you well in Indiana, though we hate to see you go. Don't forget about the good times on the Suwannee when you're back in your Indiana home. Don't forget about the good times on the Suwannee when you're back in your Indiana home.
I give you Mr. John Kay, ladies and gentlemen.
When I stepped up to the microphone, there was a dragonfly right here on the microphone, and it took off. Maybe it's a omen of what, a harbinger of my future. Anyway, I want to thank you all for coming to my going away party this weekend. You know, it's not everybody gets the good fortune of having the state foot the bill for your going away. They must be awfully glad I'm leaving. I'm not sure. But I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Valinda. You all are very lucky. She's a good person. Also want to thank my wife, Mandy, my son, Zelton, who haven't seen a whole lot of me the past few months. I love them very much, and I love you all very much. Thank you.
Well, we're almost done, but not quite. John, come on back up one more thing, and we want to bring Mandy and Zelton up so folks can meet them, because they deserve a round of applause, too. When we decided to do something special, we didn't know exactly what to do, and so being in the folk tradition, something handmade is usually appropriate. And John is a great dulcimer player. And so a number of us sort of got together and decided that we would build him a dulcimer, one that he wouldn't forget. We got some pressure-treated plywood and some hay wire for strings. And we put that thing together, and we know you would have been proud of it. But when we got it built, it was so ugly that we destroyed it. But what we did learn was that you had been talking to David Beatty and described to him what your dream dulcimer would be. And so we had him to make you that dulcimer. And we'd like to present it at this time. Now, this is what you call putting a feller on the spot. He's never seen this instrument, and as far as we know, it's a complete surprise. This is the instrument that we had David make to the specifications that he and John had talked about without John knowing that he was actually going to make it. And I think he's going to try to play it. I had told him that I wasn't going to do that to him. I wasn't going to put him on the spot. But it's too late now. I guess we're going to have to let him play one. Y'all make him welcome, John Kay.
If I'd known this was going to happen, I would have played this dulcimer David was building this morning a little bit more. Just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. Danny left wife at home, and the three kids all alone. He went looking for something he thought he had lost, and everyone else had to pay the cost. Goodbye, don't you cry, this is a leaver's lullaby. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. Johnny said that he loved her so. He loved her so much he had to let her go. He let her touch his body and mind. Next thing you know, he crossed that line. Goodbye, don't you cry. This is the leaver's lullaby. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. father passed away. Pretty emotional time, almost like this. This is the verse I wrote for him. Helen loved George in the golden years. She sat up and wiped away his tears. And deep in the night, George passed away. And Helen woke up just to hear him say, goodbye, don't you cry. This is the leaver's lullaby. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. One more time with me now. Goodbye, don't you cry. This is the leaver's lullaby. If you should wake before I go, just close your eyes and pretend you don't know. Very much. It's incredible. David Beatty. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you.